Hear that? Believe it or not, summer is just around the corner. Luckily, Armor All, America's most trusted auto appearance brand, has what your car needs to get that perfect summer shine. Plus, now through May 31st, we'll give you $5 for every $20 you spend on Armor All products. That means car wash pods, protectant, tire shine, you name it. Find out how to get your $5 rebate at ArmorAll.com. Armor All. Less work, more clean. Terms apply.
What's up, guys, and welcome back to the podcast. I'm Frankie.
And I'm Alex.
And together, we are FNA Van Life.
This is the podcast where every week we talk to... Wow, now I'm messing it up. Dang. This is the podcast where every week we share news from the nomadic community or talk to other nomads so that you can know what it's really like to live life on the road.
And we love life on the road, and we think you guys do too, and that's the reason why you're listening to this podcast. But yeah, we have two amazing guests on the show today. We have Danny and Kels. Is that right?
Kels,
I could say it like that. That's fine. But yeah, they're awesome people. We just met them a few days ago, which is like, you know, kind of normal in this lifestyle. You just like randomly run into people. Mm-hmm. And you guys are awesome people. We've had so much fun just like interacting and being around each other. And yeah, tell us a little bit about yourselves, how you got into the lifestyle, and, you know, what led you here.
So, I guess we could start in 2021. It was my idea to jump into bus life. We originally had a school bus. And after we had paid all of our debt in 2020, we decided we have no strings attached to anything. What would we really want to do? And I had always wanted to do van life, bus life, traveling full-time, that sort of thing. So, I threw the idea at Danny. And he said, that doesn't sound like a good idea.
I love it. That has to be something that's like, you know, like one person is like, no, I don't think I could do this.
So my way of saying that it doesn't sound like a good idea, I said, all right, let's think about it and we'll talk more. And that was my way of being like...
But you never having this conversation.
This is a shit idea.
You were like, I don't think that we can pull this off.
Yeah.
So... You thought about it, and I cried because you crushed my dreams.
Aww. Because I came back home the next day from work, and I was like, are you sure you really want to do this? And she just started tearing up and getting sad, and I was like, okay, stop. Let's do it. Let's do this. Let's do your dream, because previously... the past 2 to 2.5 years, she had supported my dream of me having my own business.
Mm.
I had a tree removal business. It was successful, making more money than I've ever made, all the things. And I was like, all right, like, I've done that now. I proved to myself that I can do that. And now let's make sure that your dreams come true too. So,
yeah, it's amazing. That speaks volumes on your character and as a partner, you know, it just mm-hmm. makes it to where it's like, okay, this person really has my back and my interests at heart, especially with being like almost zero interest in, you know, this type of lifestyle.
Yeah.
Which is so funny because Danny is typically the adventurous, fly by the seat of your pants sort of person. And I'm the one who needs security, stability. I'd worked at the same job for 8 years. So it was very unlike me to want to do something so adventurous. So I was actually really surprised that he was like, no, I don't think we could pull this off.
What was it in your mind at that time, Danny, that was like, no, I don't like this idea at all?
I feel like it was, okay, you have this job for her 8 years. You're moving up in the company. You make a good income. Me, I have my own business. I'm going to have to give all of this up if we leave the state that we were in and travel full time. So there was a lot of things in my mind that we were going to have to give up. But then when she started crying, basically I was just like, all right, well, like I really don't care that much about my business. Like mm-hmm. I love it and I like what I'm doing, but also it's a very dangerous job doing tree removal.
Oh, yeah.
And cutting trees down and going to storms down south where there's hurricanes and things like that. I was just like, I probably should just get out of this business anyways, because mm-hmm. I don't want to have somebody else make a phone call that I've made a couple times when I've been in the hospital because of accidents that have happened. So it kind of balanced itself out with me realizing I shouldn't kill myself by doing this work. And also it's her dream. So like, why not go for it?
Kudos to you for like realizing that. Cause a lot of people are very stubborn and it's really hard to step away from something that you're creating, you know? And what was it for you that like really like, I don't know, you said you wanted to travel and you wanted to do this, but like, what was there something in particular that made you interested in this?
Yeah, I had wanted to do it since I graduated high school. It was a dream that I had. I wasn't really sure what I wanted to do when I graduated high school, so van life seemed like something that was fun. I had seen people do it on, like, Zanga or, you know, Tumblr and things like that.
Zanga.
But my, that dates me. but my parents were not about to let their little baby girl go off and like
live in a van down by the river. Live in a van,
especially when there wasn't like mass communication. We just had cell phones. There wasn't really like a ton of texting or big social media platforms that they could stay updated on. So I just took a traditional route and went to college instead. Mm-hmm. So now that we really had nothing left to lose, I didn't want to be in finance forever. And I figured Danny can pretty much do anything. So if he wanted to start another business somewhere, we definitely could. So I figured no debt. It really was the perfect time to kind of live out a dream that I'd always had. So, yeah.
What was the first couple months like on the road? Like,
or even let's go back to like building the bus.
Yeah.
So like you decide you're going to get into it. You know, if you haven't looked at their Instagram page, Doom Adventures, you might not know that Danny is a very tall human being. He can't even stand in our van.
and let's just put it this way. 6'2", you could stand in here.
Yeah.
So
And I can't.
Yeah. I think 2 days later, we were driving down to find
To buy our bus. 2 days. Wow. 2 days after I said, okay, let's do it.
We scoured the internet. And I think
she called in sick to work. I you know, yeah.
Yeah, this is like the third time I'd ever called in sick and not actually been sick to call into work. So
you were like so excited.
I was very nervous. I was like, they're gonna know I'm not sick.
I drove to my buddy's house, borrowed $6,000 cash from him, and we had like a little bit of cash because the banks weren't open. And this guy's like, if you show up tomorrow, like you have first dibs on this van or this bus. And so, yeah, we literally rented a car from the airport in Grand Rapids, Michigan, drove down to Tennessee, and the next day we were driving home in a school bus.
Yeah. Wow, that was quick inception.
Yeah.
Quick inception, and we kept it full-on secret from all of our friends and family, except for the guy that we borrowed cash from.
Yep.
We didn't tell our family whatsoever. They had no idea what we were doing. So
then, obviously, you roll up in your hometown near your friends and family in this bus. Right?
When do they find out?
When do they find out? How do you keep this a secret?
Well, so I had I was renting a barn, so we pulled it there where my tree work stuff was, and then I ended up finding another bigger barn where I could pull it inside. So we had it inside of there, you know, $250 a month, and I was like, okay, sounds good. Like we'll do the renovation or whatever inside this barn, and so it was literally, I don't know, 3 to 4 months after we were building into it, and like we were pretty much like, this is what we're doing.
Oh yeah,
we finally ended up showing our families.
Mm-hmm. The deeper question I think here though is
why
are you
so
hiding
scared?
It from your friends and family?
This
okay,
is
yeah,
good one.
Yeah.
This
so
is good.
So for me personally, I'll answer for me, and you can answer for you.
Sure.
I always I'm very much a people pleaser, so if somebody says this is a bad idea or somebody says it's a great idea, like that means a lot to me.
Mm-hmm.
And so for us as a couple, we kind of decided like, let's make this our dream and our vision and our like goal to do this. And let's not have the influence of the outside world, our families, parents, you know, both parents and families, they're great, but it's just like, let's make this decision ourselves.
Mm-hmm. Beautiful. I love that.
Yeah, I'll second that completely. We really just wanted this to be a decision we made on our own and didn't want to feel bad about making the decision, even though when we ended up surprising your family,
yeah,
they were pumped for it. They were so excited. Yeah. Thought it was the coolest thing, and they were really supportive. But yeah. It was just nice to have something that we were like, no outside influences. I'm not going to feel bad about doing this or question why.
Yeah.
We're just going to do it.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. I'm the complete opposite. I'm telling everybody.
You're telling everyone?
And then no matter what they say, I'm either proving them wrong or showing them like, I don't know. That's just how I am.
Yeah,
so I'm like, everybody's
good.
Getting to know. Yep. But I mean, I can tell you what, there was a lot of outside influences or like, you're crazy.
Yeah.
Like, why are you doing this? You know, what's wrong?
Yep.
You know what I mean? And I'm like, I just want to do something different.
Yeah.
What
about your 401k? What about your retirement?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Well, and also, I think it's easier, too, to show them once it's already, like, we've got it, we're moving, it's happening. Not just, like, here's an old, empty school bus that might look like shit.
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
Can't you see our vision and our dream? Exactly. And they're like, no.
Wait, you paid how much for this? You know, like, that's, you know, the way that they're thinking.
Exactly.
Yep. It's crazy. Yeah, it was definitely nice to kind of, like, have our own thing, because I'm really close to my family. She's pretty close to her family, and it was just something that we just wanted to do for ourselves, and we were like, we're going to do this, and that's what it's going to be, and we don't care what they say.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, everybody's been supportive, her family, our family, everything. Yeah.
That's awesome.
It's beautiful. Yeah.
So you get into the school bus. Is it a long one, shorty? Like, what are we talking here? And then how did you end up in the Tiger?
Yeah, so it's the school bus was a 7-window, which is how
us
in the nomadic community, you know what that means, but it was 27 feet long. So it was like not a short bus, not a long bus. It was
somewhere
right
in the middle.
Size, yeah.
It was a diesel. I did a 15-inch roof raise on it.
Well, you had to. You know?
Yeah, exactly. My God.
And so that was a whole experience after I sold off all my equipment from my business. So kind of going back to that. I was still able to like pay myself my salary, through the business, while I was building the bus. So we didn't like lose out on like, I literally worked on the bus full time. So I didn't lose out on like my income that we were expecting to flow in.
Mm-hmm.
And then, yeah, so we traveled in that for 8 months. Is that what it ended up being?
I think so. From February 2021 to November.
Yeah.
December?
Yeah, just very recently. And then, yeah, we ended up selling it to a lady. We decided to sell the bus. We were getting low on funds. We were having difficulty, like, justifying, like, driving to town because of how much fuel was, like, because it was a diesel. And so it was, like, in California where we were, it was, like, $7 a gallon for diesel. And we're getting 9 miles per gallon.
Ouch.
And I'm just like, okay, so going down to the hot springs today is going to cost us, like, $30. And it wasn't even that far away.
Yeah.
So that
was, and it takes the fun out of it too. It's not just like, yay, hot spring adventure. It's like, oh my God, this is gonna end up on our credit card, and how much is it gonna be? And how long are we gonna sit? And is it just for an afternoon?
Because
you know, can we camp there? Can we not?
Yeah.
Definitely makes a big difference.
Definitely. So anyways, we were getting low on funds, all the things. We couldn't get to certain places. It took a long time to get to certain places, and then we were like, well, why don't we just sell it? She was like, well, let's just sell the bus. Like, it was almost like an argument for us, but not like really. It was just like, well, let's just sell the bus then. And I'm like, I'll sell the bus tomorrow. Like, I don't care. And she was like, oh, okay, let's just do it then.
Mm-hmm.
And so we listed it, and 3 weeks later, I was delivering it to a lady in LA and went down there, dropped it off, and got a rental car, lived in that for 6 or 7 days, driving back towards Michigan.
Mm-hmm. And you're by yourself. Are you staying with family?
I was back in Michigan at that point for some like dental surgery that I was getting.
Yeah.
So I had fully planned on coming back to the bus. I did not know that it was going to sell that quickly.
Yeah, because you had left.
I should have casual, like, bye, bus. See you when I get back.
Man, I should have gave it a hug.
I know. I never saw her again.
Yeah.
It's wild. It's wild.
It
must have
just been, like,
emotional.
It was really emotional.
Yeah, so I FaceTimed her when I was, like, literally getting in the Uber to go to the airport to get a rental car, and we're both just sobbing. Like, it was so sad, you know?
Yeah.
You put your heart and your soul into something, and it was definitely emotional.
I think the people who have built something like this, they could really relate, but when you don't, you're like, it's a boss, you know, like
I've sold many cars.
Yeah. But when it's something that you literally sink everything into, like you said, your heart, your soul, and it's such a life-changing experience once you make the leap to do it, that letting go of that first rig feels like the hardest thing in the world.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. Yeah. Definitely.
Yeah. We felt the same feeling.
Yeah.
Yeah, we sold our first rig, and it was really difficult.
Yeah.
I actually told Alex I'd never want to sell it.
Oh, yeah. We never planned on selling. Like, this was our life for the next, you know, whatever, 10 years. We never thought we'd sell it.
But we were in a very similar boat where we were putting money into it and not seeing, you know, the effects of it.
There was more money in selling it and starting over again than there was in just, like, continuing to ride it.
Yep. Correct. Yep. Yeah. So we made the same decision. It was the best decision of our lives. Yep. And I'm guessing that similar for you.
Yeah. So, yeah, to continue the story of me getting a rental car in California after we sold the bus, I got a Toyota Corolla, me 6'4", with two dogs, trying to pack in like the stuff we need back in Michigan, which is where she was and where I was driving.
Where's all your stuff that was in the bus?
Yeah. So I had to get a storage unit in California right before LA to put all the bus stuff in.
Oh my god. Whoa.
And then I drove back to the storage unit to gather the things that I needed, like
to
live with a rental car. Mm-hmm. And then I drove to Colorado, met up with some friends in Colorado quick for like a Friendsgiving thing. And then I randomly came across, like, so we had been looking at Astro Tigers, which is our current vehicle. Mm-hmm. But I randomly, like, all of them that we were looking at were sold. And we're like, oh my gosh, there was like five or six of them. And we were so bummed. And then I was just scrolling through Facebook while I'm sitting in this Toyota Corolla.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
And I'm like, I messaged Kelsey. I'm like, how did we miss this? This Astro Tiger's for sale, and it was an extremely good price. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, I'm messaging them, and we're gonna go like try to buy it, basically. Mm-hmm. And so I messaged the guy. He's like, all right, if you show up tomorrow, like, you got first dibs. And
$6,000 cash in your pocket.
Yeah, and I had $10,000 I was carrying with me cash, actually, from the lady that bought our bus.
That must have felt so stressful.
Oh my god.
You never have that much money. Yep. Like, you see it in movies and stuff. Like, when you're gonna go, like, rob a bank and have, like, you know, your $10,000
in cash. Also just in a little envelope, too. You're like, how is that $10,000 in this little envelope?
You think you're gonna, like, snap a briefcase open.
If it's all ones, maybe.
Yeah. When it's all hundreds, it's not that much. Even if it was 20s, it would have been a lot more money. Yep. Like, it felt like a lot more money.
Yep. So I met them, the couple that was selling the Astro Tiger, and I was like, I don't know, this is so small. Like, everything seemed okay. The van seemed like it was in decent condition. I could tell there was some oil leaking and things like that. You know, it's a 31-year-old vehicle, ended up becoming, they were calling me their son by the time I left, and
that's awesome.
and they were like, come back anytime, we'll take you fishing and all this stuff, so we ended up buying the Astro Tiger and going down, like, he's like, let's go to the bank and we'll, you know, do the title thing. And we literally, like, it was such a small town in Nebraska, we walked around the corner to the bank. And, you know, I was thinking we were going to drive somewhere. He's like, all right, let's go over here. He's like, yeah, we own that property and this building and that barn. And we walked around the corner and there's the bank. And they're like, hey, Larry,
good afternoon,
or whatever the guy's name was.
I'm like, hold on, I'm eating lunch, but I'll be right with you.
Exactly. He's like, oh, there's Susie the dog. And just like, so small town, just like wonderfulness.
What a cool vibe.
Yeah, yeah. And so, yeah, we ended up deciding to do it and drove the Tiger back to Michigan.
How did you decide that you wanted a Tiger?
That was
because
exactly,
I feel like I've never seen it before. It's a super cool rig and I love it, and like, it's awesome. Are they all pop top, or like, is that like a feature? But anyways, you can get into that. But like, How do you, like, get this vision in your head of, like, we want a tiger?
I feel like I just came across one on the internet, mm-hmm. and I grew up with a GMC,
Safari.
Is it a GMC Safari? Yeah. Was, like, my family van growing up, so it was, like, kind of nostalgic, because they're very, very similar, boxy sort of cars.
It's the same vehicle, yeah.
Basically, yeah. Yeah. So, when I found out you could find one that was livable, pop top, I just was in love with it. And we originally were just looking at any sort of vehicle that had a pop top.
Yeah.
Just so it could be tall enough for Danny to stand in. Mm. And the Tiger is nearly tall enough. He skims the top.
It's 6'2" and I'm 6'4". So.
Yeah.
So eventually, that's 2 inches. Is so not
eventually,
nothing.
Eventually we'll redo the canvas to make it just tall enough.
Sure. Yeah. But that's like an easier fix than doing a full like roof raise on the bus.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. 100%.
Do you like switch your head from this side to this side like each day? You know, you go from like right side to just to even right. out like the muscles or something.
I swear I never notice him with his like kinked head ever.
Well, think about it when you're standing. For us in van life, bus life, when you're standing in your vehicle, when you're standing, are you just standing and hanging out?
Yes.
Or you are?
Yeah, because I'm super short.
Okay, so for me, if I'm just, like, standing and chilling, or, like, in our van, like, I'm either, like, doing the dishes.
Sure.
Or cooking dinner, or like, getting up into bed.
Or like, most people are, like, you know, you have a little bit of a... Not everybody stands up or straight, directly erect.
I get what you were saying. I'm just like messing with you.
Yeah, no, I know.
I knew exactly what you meant, but yeah, I'm just like, I'm the short dude, so yeah, I'm full standing, but I'm not.
Yeah,
always, it's like when you're sleeping, right? Like, everybody's like, oh, my bed needs to be, you know, 7 feet long, but when you sleep in your bed...
You're
like,
usually kind of crumpled or curled to the side. Right. Or,
you know, you're never sleeping with, like, your legs, like, straight out, your head fully extended.
I mean, I do, which sucks, but...
Yeah. You sleep like a corpse.
Yeah, okay, so our bed area is very slim. Like, it's not like a single or whatever. It's not as big as a queen, I
guess. Well, and it's over the roof. It's like an over-the-cab bed area.
Yeah. Yes.
So I... Like, because we have to stay, like, kind of, like, to ourselves, because there's not much space, I almost, like, have to stay straight. And so, like, my head's hitting the canvas on one side, and my toes are hitting the canvas on the other.
Oh,
like,
man.
It's, like, just... It's 6'6", but when a 6'4" guy's toes are straightened out, like, you're touching both sides.
Yeah.
And so I'm, like, it's just, like... too small to, like, be kind of annoying, but it's not like unbearable by any means.
You still seem like a very happy person, so I feel like you're getting enough sleep.
Yeah. Yes.
This might be, like, over the line, but does that mess with, like, intimacy with you two?
There's plenty of other space
I get that, yeah.
There is other space to do other things. Definitely can do certain things because a roof...
It's so tight.
So tight.
Yeah.
It's like being in a bunk bed. Like,
it's like, we have to go in other parts.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right, sorry, dogs, you have to move off the couch.
Dogs, go up in the bed.
Yeah. All your window curtains.
Yeah, 100%.
Everyone's like, oh, where'd they go? Oh, their van's very closed up right now.
Yeah. I've never seen the door curtains closed.
Well, it's something
that you know.
It's something that you really got to think about, right? Because, like, if you're a married couple on the road, if you're a couple on the road, whatever it is, whatever you feel. But the thing is that, like, when we built our first van, you know, the reason why we made that video on YouTube that was, like, how to have sex in a van is because, like, our bed was too tall.
Yep.
And we're not big people.
We basically had a high platform bed, like bunk bed, where there wasn't enough room to sit up straight.
Yeah.
So you'd be, like, sitting slunched. So then, you know, if you're trying to, like, roll over on each other.
We're like, we have like a 2 feet maybe from the top of our mattress to the ceiling when we're sleeping.
That's super tight.
Yeah.
You gotta like, hopefully you don't panic like a nightmare and then you like sit up. Yeah. Oh, wow, shit.
Oh my gosh, I can imagine.
Like multiple times a night, she like is like shimmying over the top of me to like, I don't know,
go
pee
or
get a drink or something.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, yeah.
Do you find it being easier to live out of the van or, like, different things?
Than
like, the way
like
you
the
live
giant
than having the big
bus?
Yes and no. It's
pros and cons. Let's hear it.
It was way easier to live out of the bus if you're talking about the inside. Mm-hmm. I mean, the bus was. I mean, we just had every luxury you could want in a small apartment inside the bus.
Yeah.
So bus was easier to live inside. Van with driving, fuel mileage, money savings, like all the things like that we are always doing. I feel like the van is definitely the better, like. The sacrifices on one side, you get the other. Sacrifices on the other side, you get the other side. Yep. So what do you want? Do you want super, super comfortable and like you're not, you never left an apartment with a bus? Or do you want to be able to get literally anywhere? Because we have all-wheel drive too. So we're like, we can literally drive pretty much anywhere, but we are sacrificing a little bit on space and comfortability. And also we spend half the amount in fuel now. Because of switching from diesel to gas and then fuel mileage.
Yeah, which is a huge savings and also longevity of this life. Like, you get to do it much longer, depending on, like, yeah, you might be millionaires for all I know. But I'm just
they
saying,
have
like,
a trust fund like most other vans.
They're trust, no, just kidding, they're
gosh,
definitely
I
not.
Wish.
Yeah, right? We always ask, like, where are the trust fund people?
I know.
Because,
I
haven't interviewed any yet.
No. We've done over 115 episodes.
Oh,
not a single trust fund.
I'm kind of pissed about it, honestly.
Right? They're elusive. They're like,
you're
we don't
the trust funders.
I freaking wish. I wouldn't be working so damn hard.
I know.
I mean, I probably would still be working pretty hard. But, you know, the idea of it is like, you know, I think most people that would be a trust fund probably wouldn't be living this lifestyle.
Right.
Like, exactly. they would be like taking jets to places and like, you know, living lavishly most of the time. That's not everybody, but, you know, I feel like that's, you know, most would, you wouldn't come across in this type of lifestyle.
Yep. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
I didn't realize he was playing with his toy, and he was like, get away from me.
I kept hearing him tap, and I'm like, what is that? And I look down, and I see him playing.
Yeah. It's like, that's Paco, by the way, not a small child under the table. So how long have you been in this rig now, and do you see yourself staying in this for a long time? Like, was this the right move to make, that now you feel like you could be comfortable on the road for a while?
We've lived in this rig since November. We did a pretty quick flip.
20 days.
20 days.
I feel like that's kind of the nice thing about buying, like, an RV. Because it's like the kitchen's already there, the bed's already there.
We didn't change much about how the layout was. We just made it something that was more of our aesthetic, I think.
Yeah, it depends. And it depends on who you ask.
Well,
I
mean, the, like, overall, the layout.
Yeah, the layout stayed decently the same. Mm-hmm. And so there was, like, structure there that I could work with.
Right.
Mm-hmm. But, yeah, I put in, like, a month and a half of work in 20 days type of a thing.
Yeah,
like,
just for aesthetics.
Yeah.
Like, 70% aesthetics, 30% functionality, I would say.
Yeah. Probably, like, a beefier electrical system, maybe.
Yeah,
like
So all the solar stuff, obviously, we had to redo all that. Mm-hmm. And then, like, all the cabinet faces, and then taking out the water heater and all the things that were just old and run down and removing it, and then making cabinet space out of that. And then we had a toilet and a shower that was in the back corner where we now have all of our clothes and storage back there and recovering the cushions. And so I literally told Kelsey, like, I would be fine with just, like, leaving it the way it is. And obviously, like, I would be, but also, I do like how it turned out, how we aesthetically changed everything.
You said there was a shower in the back.
Yeah,
a shower. Could you fit in the shower?
Very carefully. I can fit a lot of places, but it's not comfortable.
No. I just wonder, like, being the fact that you're taller than the roof itself.
Yeah.
You know, like, the shower head would probably be lower than your eyes.
Like, you would have felt like Elf in the,
shower.
Definitely. And then the toilet, I probably wouldn't have been able to sit on the toilet because my knees probably would have been, like, hitting the shower because it was inside the shower, like where the toilet was.
You just
was,
have to go with the door open.
Yeah, yeah,
and
just like sideways.
I'm like sitting like this and just like dropping a deuce.
Oh, gosh, yeah.
You have to like have your legs out the door.
So yeah, we were like, let's just get rid of that. We need more storage anyways.
Okay.
And so
yeah.
Okay, so you make the changes, and now how are you feeling about being in it?
It took a while for me to get used to. even though I loved it, we had renovated it for like 3 weeks, but then it took us so long to finally get to solar install because we kept breaking down.
Yeah, so many breakdowns along the way.
It took us, probably a month to get back to our storage unit after we had completed the van.
Mm. Yeah. Yeah, we had a transmission rebuild over like Christmas, New Year's time in Illinois, leaving from Michigan. Mm-hmm. Then we went to Colorado, had the solar installed by Chuck Cassidy, and then after that, finally we... Did we make it all the way to California without... No, we didn't make it all the way to California.
No,
we had Iowa.
Vegas.
Iowa and Vegas.
We had 2 breakdowns.
Yeah, along the way to California. So it was like we were working out all the kinks basically before we hit Baja.
Yeah.
So far, fingers crossed, knock on wood, like no more issues while we're down here.
But all I wanted to do was get to the storage unit because that was all that we had from the bus. And it didn't feel like ours or feel like home until we had that stuff that kind of like brought us comfort, that like gave it the final feeling of home,
because
it was all those things that I cherish that I handpicked for the bus that had meaning for me, and I wanted to put those in the van and I didn't have them. I was just struggling with like moving into a new space and making this new space feel like home. Was a little bit more difficult for me with the van so far, but after we loaded all of our stuff in and like put up all of our decorations, I think, and got into a routine with the van, I finally felt at peace with where we were. The transition was just much harder from the bus to the van than from our apartment to
the bus
for sure.
And there was probably an adjustment period there, too, where you're, like, figuring out how does the bus work and how do we work in the bus and how does it work with the dogs, because you have 2 pretty big dogs also.
Yes.
So then, like, how do we live in this space together? And then to go from... you know, a pretty decent sized bus into this, like, probably half the size.
A third.
Yeah.
A third of the size.
Yeah.
We went from 160 down to 6 square feet down to 60 square feet.
Wow.
Yeah. And that's being, like, generous, I feel like.
Yeah.
Because, like, with the dogs, with everything in it, it just gets so much tighter.
Yeah, I mean, the floor space is definitely not 60 square feet, but, but the actual, like, the dimensions space, of the whole thing.
And like, just to say, you have 2 wonderful dogs.
Yeah, thank
They're really well behaved.
I love how they just sit at the back window, like, with their little
with their heads out. Oh, that's so cute.
What's everyone doing?
Yeah. And they, like, throw their head over the other dog's head and stuff.
Yeah.
It's really super sweet. How do they like the lifestyle? Like, you know, it's definitely...
Because they were living in the house with you.
Yeah. Yeah, we had a house, we had an apartment with them and her parents' basement while we were paying off debt. And then the bus, and now the van, and... I mean, they love every second of it. As long as we're throwing the ball and letting them play, like.
I mean, a bit of an adjustment period to living in a moving vehicle.
Oh, the bus. Yeah, the bus was an adjustment.
That,
yeah.
Like the steadiness.
Yeah. Yeah. I didn't know what to do with it, but that was about maybe like a 1 month adjustment.
Yeah.
Till finally it was warm enough and we could open a window, and he was like, "This is amazing."
Yeah.
My house has a window and we can drive.
Because he loved truck rides. Like, with me, when I take him to work sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, I was like, oh, he'll be fine, like, in the bus. But I think he couldn't, like, compute, like, this is my house.
Yes.
And it's going down the road.
Yes.
And so he was nervous. And then, like Kelsey said, when we opened a window for him to stick his head out, he felt like, oh, this is a car that I live in now.
Mm-hmm. Oh. I could sit down in here.
Yeah.
I don't have to stand.
Yes. Yes. So, yeah, that was... they love it. They love meeting all the new dogs and playing in the water. And, obviously. Every dog that lives in a van or a bus, I feel like, is the luckiest dog alive.
Oh, I agree. Yeah. I feel like Paco feels that way, too. And, like, absolutely loves, like, when we're going to go for a drive. He actually, like, when we're at, like, a stationary place, if a door opens up on the car, he's like, oh, my God, we're going for a ride.
Yeah.
And he's, like, ready to jump
in.
And
he can tell when we're, like, cleaning up. Like, if we're putting our stuff away and we're getting kind of ready to move and blah, blah, blah. He's literally sitting in the front seat, like, I'm ready, let's go.
Yep.
We're like, come say goodbye to your friends. He's like, no, we're leaving. I'm good
to go.
Yeah. Ready.
Yep.
No goodbye.
Our dogs are like... I am not getting out of the vehicle. You're not leaving me behind. Like, they're like, we are staying inside.
Hey, they know they got a good life.
Yeah.
They don't want to be left behind.
If someone wants to say goodbye to me, they can come say goodbye inside.
Yeah, right?
So what have been, like, the biggest challenges that you've had to overcome in this smaller space? Maybe even as a couple.
For us, or for me, I guess, I think it's just being, like, so close all the time. Like, in a bus, it was, like, you're so close all the time, and you're always with each other.
Mm-hmm.
But now it's just, like, yeah, we're, like, literally, like, on top of each other if we're both in the van. And, yeah, anything that's out of place is out of place. It's, like, a mess now, and... For Kelsey, I know that's a big deal, and I'm definitely messier than she is.
We have another dog visitor.
Archie loves coming in our van now.
Archie came in, Paco was like, peace out, now he's coming back.
Was it yesterday or the day before?
Do you want to be on the podcast, Archie?
You want to come up here and be on the podcast, Archie?
He's like, here, let me tell you what I have to say. Van life is the best. I'm the happiest dog alive, literally. I know, I'm in trouble.
Yeah, so if there's any, like, advice or anything you could give to anybody that's going to move into a smaller space than, say, a bus, or just, like, a couple that's going to move into the lifestyle, like, what kind of advice
could
you give to them?
How are you overcoming your space issues?
I mean, I wouldn't say, like, go rent a van for a week and go travel in it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I've seen so many people that have been like, oh, I think I want to do van life, and they literally will go rent a van, and they're like, that was cool.
Yes.
For a week.
Yes.
But there is no way that could be all of my space that I have to live in.
Yeah.
And for me, I'm like, sweet. Like, I'm totally cool with what we have or smaller. Like, I honestly don't care.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I don't know. What do you think?
I mean, the thing that I struggled with the most, I think, specifically with this van, is because this has been the longest stint we've ever had not working. Normally we do pick up like random jobs, and I thrive in routine. Yeah. So not having a routine where we can now do whatever we want. Mm-hmm. We're in Baja, we have no schedule, we're not working. My only job is like to create YouTube videos and content for our own channels.
Yeah.
And so finding a routine has been a struggle, but I finally feel like I've got something down, which makes me feel a lot better about like where we're at and what we're doing and stuff. But yeah, I would agree, just to test it out and to know that everything, like, you will adjust and mm-hmm. to figure out what other van lifers are doing. There's other, you know, outgoing types. There's type A people who need a schedule. You can, oh, like, the van life community is amazing in that they will just give you their advice or resources, no questions asked.
And no charge.
No charge. Like, everyone's so nice. They're like, you should try this. This is what I did.
Yeah.
And I didn't like it, or I did like it. And that's been so helpful, I think, to talk to other people, because there's a lot of type A people out there
mm-hmm.
in van life,
mm-hmm.
like me. So I just ask people what they've done to mm-hmm. kind of help them feel like they've got a system going mm-hmm. when they have all the time in the world.
Yeah.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
To do whatever.
I would also say go find a van life meetup or bus life meetup to go to when you hit the road.
Mm-hmm.
Because that community is so mm-hmm. important to feeling like, you know, like you're alive, like you have people you can talk to, even if it's just online, like, hey guys, where are you at? What have you been up to? And it's like, you can have some sort of community.
Mm-hmm.
My friend Kyle right now he just started bus life, and he's like, man, I'm like going crazy because I don't have the community. And he was supposed to come to Schoolypalooza, but his bus broke down.
Oh.
And so because I told him, go to an event.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to make a lot of connections. You'll find your people. It doesn't mm-hmm. have to be my people. He's my best friend from back home. Doesn't have to be my people. But find your people and make those connections. And mm-hmm. he finally just met up with, a couple people that I know, in Arizona. And he's like, he's like, I told them I needed this. I really needed, like, even if it's a two or three people, like, this small community now to make me feel like I'm alive, because he's definitely an extrovert like I am.
Yeah, same for me. And what I find the beauty in that is that we all have been there at some point, like, where we're missing that community, we're missing that feeling, and we're feeling kind of alone. Even though you're coupled up with somebody sometimes, you still aren't, like, since you don't have your group of people that you could, like, chat up with. Like, I love sports, so for me, it's like, if I find people that I could chat sports with, it's like, it just changes the game for me, in a sense. Or if I could just, like, get out and, like, play a game. You know, like, we've been playing bocce ball and, you know, the can jam and all these different games, you know, even going over to Alex's van and playing, you know, other board games in there with people. Like, that, to me, is a way for me to, like, release that extroverted energy that I have and help me find my community. And I agree with you, like, if you could find a meetup, definitely do it. And I even want to go back to the point of, like, renting a van. If you like it in a van that you've just rented, the chances of you being able to now do it in a van that you've made a layout for yourself that works for you is going to be, like, it's going to skyrocket. Like, 1,000 times, because it's like, if I could live in a van that I have no idea how it works or anything, you know, I could really thrive in a van that is built to my liking.
For sure.
So, Frankie's obviously more of the extrovert, and, like, I love van life meetups and events, but, like, after a while, it's, like, so many people, so much energy, so no alone time, no, like, so do you guys kind of feel that way? Like, it seems like, Kelsey, maybe you're a little bit more on the introverted spectrum. So how do you, this is my, you know, asking advice, how do you kind of manage the, like, having that routine in your own time, in your own space, when there's, like, so much going on around you, kind of thing?
Yeah, I think I just, I always prioritize, like, getting my stuff in, the stuff that I need to feel safe within myself, to have that routine. So usually it's getting up whenever, just basic, easy routine stuff that I enjoy, coffee right in the morning, journaling, and then getting a good run or workout in. Then I can kind of gauge, once I've got those things I need to feel safe, I can gauge, am I feeling like I want to be social today now that I feel safe within myself? Or is it kind of more of a time that I can spend on my own in the van? I think because I have a partner so extroverted, I don't feel as guilty. Like, at least one of the duo is out there, like, meeting people and, like, talking to people about our rig, about our life, and interacting so that we're, you know, being a part of the community if I'm being introverted. But even if we don't, I just know, like, I'll meet those people, the universe will connect us back up again, and we'll meet up. If I didn't get to, I was totally feeling burnt out at Schoolypalooza. We were there for 3 days, we weren't intending to go there, and
you weren't intending to go.
We weren't planning on going.
We were going to come to Baja and just miss school.
We were wooed by a keg.
So there'll be a keg, and you can do a keg stand if you want.
Alyssa bought a keg, and she said you should go. Jen said,
yeah, well, Jen and Charlie, who were traveling with Lost Renegades, they were talking to Alyssa, and they were like, we're not going Doom Adventures, they're traveling with us, so they're not going either. And Alyssa goes, what can I do to get you to come to Schoolypalooza, because we really want to see all you guys? And Jen goes, bring a keg. Alyssa types back, done. And Jen goes, dang it.
I guess we're going to Schooly.
She texts us, are you guys cool with going to Schooly? We're like, we don't care. Like, that sounds like it's fine. Like, we want to see all our friends and stuff anyways. So, like, yeah, that's cool. But, yeah, so we weren't not planning on going. So that was definitely another reason why you were, like, really introverted there.
Yeah, because we had just, Schoolypalooza was at the end of that very long series of, like, exhausting events of a quick build and then multiple breakdowns, solar, and then going through all of our storage unit and trying to sell everything that we had in the bus and then going straight to Schoolypalooza. I was totally burnt out, so it was the last thing I wanted to do, and I did spend a lot of time in my van, but it is what it is sometimes. I try not to feel too guilty about those times when, especially in a burnout, it wasn't just like I'm feeling introverted. I just like I could cry at the drop of a hat and I don't know why.
Is it tough for you as an extrovert, like, to see her inside and missing some things, or like, since you've been together for so long, it's not as, you know, as hard?
I'm either like extremely like disappointed and frustrated that she's not out like having all the fun that I'm having.
Or like worried.
I'm like, why, like, what are you doing? Like, just come out and have fun. All your friends here love you. Mm-hmm. Like, come out and like chill with them. And I also do understand like the introverted perspective. Mm-hmm. I don't have those moments very often, but at least once in my life I have.
One time for like 20 minutes. And then it was really hard.
Yeah, exactly.
And then I'm also like, like, you're not going to make any new friends if you're not out, like, just, like, talking to people. And, like, all of her friends are, because I've been out, like, talking to every single person that's at, like, at Schoolie Blues or
Descend on Ben. You have to vet them. You know what I mean? Yeah, like, why meet 100 people when you've met 100 and you've narrowed it down to the 15 that you like?
Here you go. I serve her friends on a silver platter. Like, no, like, literally.
They just met you, but they, and then they were introduced to me and they were like, wow, she's nice.
Yeah, and then they go, I thought I was talking to Kelsey on Instagram this whole time, but it was really me, like, talking to these chicks, and I'm just like, oh, by the way, this is Danny. They're like, oh, that's, like, I hope this isn't weird. And like, Liv. Yeah, she's like, I definitely thought it was Kelsey, but no, it's fine.
I guess,
like,
we're best friends now.
I'll still come meet you guys. Yeah. Hopefully you're not going
to
kill me.
And it's very similar for, like, even our Instagram, too. Most people tend to be talking to me, and I don't think they realize that, because the way that they're typing to me, I realize that they think that they're talking to Alex.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And I'm like, okay, whatever. And then I just write something back. Yeah. But then I'll say something like, well, Alex is, whatever. And then that way they get a gist of, like, oh, I'm talking to Frankie.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like, oh, shit, okay, this makes sense now.
We've tried to decipher, do a little, like, girl, like, little hand emoji. Ah.
I'm a
girl here.
Hey.
Yeah.
That's actually really smart. I didn't even think about that. But, yeah, I mean, it's definitely, it's a good thing that you have both sides of it. You know what I mean? Because, like, even though you might not want to go outside, you get to enjoy a new place, and then when you do want to go outside, it's somewhere really beautiful or somewhere different, or and then you get that opportunity when you're ready to meet new people to, like, really, you know, have that chance, you know?
Yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah. We're kind of similar. Like, I think that Alex is a little bit more extroverted in a sense. Like, she likes to get out there and stuff, but then there's a lot of times where she'll just be like, goes right to the van and is in the van.
Well, I think, too, like, sometimes if it's sprung on me, like, there was one time in particular, I was needing, like, alone time, and we had, like, finally gotten to a place where it was just the two of us, and I was so stoked, and blah, 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 and then somebody messaged Frankie on Instagram and was like, oh, we're only, like, 2 hours away, and we've got, like, all these people,
on, babe,
we're
go.
Doing this thing, and Frank's so excited about it, and he's like, oh, it's, like, all these people are so great, and we haven't seen them forever, blah, 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 we won't be able to see them again, and da-da-da-da. So I'm like, okay, I don't want to, like, be the wet blanket, blah, you know? So then we go, and then I just had, like, the worst time. Like, I felt like, and maybe it was just me, but I felt like I was being, like, ostracized a little bit, or, like, not, like, you know, because the van life community is so welcoming, and so, like, hey, like, come hang out, we're doing this, we're doing that, and it kind of felt like I was, like, hey, can I come hang out? And it was like, well, we've got, you know, this many people. And so, and you're like,
oh, yeah. You're like,
okay.
I didn't want to try. Like, I was here because, like, I wanted to be a nice person. Right. And now you're making me, like, work for your friendship.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. And then I'm, like, over there, like, you know, basically, like, on the verge of tears, like, crying. Like, this isn't fun. And Frank's like, well, I feel terrible for dragging us here.
And, like, even for me, it wasn't the best of times. So, so, like, if I'm feeling that way, then I could tell Alex is really
it's like 100 times 100. For them.
Yeah. So it's like, all right, I have to take the sign and the signal next time.
Right.
Like, to not force Alex into something. And if she's feeling that way, just, like, I could be a busybody like you if I need to be.
Yep.
And, like, go walk around in the desert, or, like, swim in the water, or whatever it
is. Or you could just go and hang out with them and be like, hey, you know, she just needs to sleep or something.
Exactly.
Or, like, be there, but be parked maybe a little bit further away so that there's, like, a separation.
That's what we used to do. Danny would go and, like, hang out with people at restaurants, and I would be like, it's 7 o'clock. I'm going back in the bus. And just walk across the parking lot, put myself to bed.
Yeah.
Everybody's like, where's Kelsey? I'm like, she's over there in the bus.
Don't worry about it.
Yeah. She's just like journaling or something. I don't know.
She's doing something she enjoys.
Yeah, exactly.
Yep.
Yeah, that's beautiful. Well, we thank you guys for being on the podcast. It was an amazing conversation. We would love to have another one with you guys someday.
Absolutely.
As well as, you might be thinking about doing some of these things. So,
yes. You
know, let us know when that happens, and we'll serve it up to our people and let them know, you know. It was amazing meeting you guys, too, as well. And we hope to get to hang out with you more down the road.
It was so definitely. Nice meeting you. Mm-hmm. This is so fun.
Yeah, thank you for having us. Absolutely. We appreciate it.
Well, I have one final question.
All right.
So, if there was a rule that you wish that all nomads or van lifers would follow, what would it be?
There's some cutting that's going to need to happen here. This is
long
be a
pause.
Moment.
Okay.
If there's room on the beach, the forest, wherever you are, to park, don't pull up right next to me and park.
Mm-hmm.
Unless, I know you.
Mm-hmm.
You can come over, walk over, and say hi. I love meeting new people. But don't just be like right next to me in the forest, and there's literally the entire 400 acres of land that you can park on, and you're like, I'm going to park by that one.
Yep.
That's a good one.
Yep. Just mind your, just have some social distancing.
Yeah, for sure, I agree.
Wow, that's the only time you ever want space. It's when it's physical van-to-van space.
Well, it's also one of those things where it's just like,
I don't know you yet.
I don't know if that we get along yet. Like,
do we want to share?
Do we want to share?
Well, also, you don't know me.
Correct.
I could be a serial killer.
Right?
I want to in my box.
I might have a hatchet.
Inside.
Right? Just have some respect for yourself for others.
Yeah.
Do you have one, Kelsey?
I don't know if it would be a rule, but it would just be advice that just to be open to whatever van or bus life means or looks like to you, that there really is no one set way or pattern, to do things when you're living in your rig or traveling full time. I think sometimes we project what our life looks like in the best possible way, but it's not always that way.
Mm-hmm.
And just let it be whatever you want it to be for you, whether it's a long-term or short-term, traveling thing, whether you work 6 months or full-time or not at all, just to be open to whatever you want it to be.
Mm-hmm.
And not put those, things that you have in your head about what it should look like.
Yeah, because there's a lot.
Ruin what it is for you.
Yeah, there's a lot of commercials between the Instagram posts.
Yes, there are a ton of I love the way you said that, and I agree with you. We say take away all expectations,
and
figure out what truly it is that you love about it, because everybody's thought process on it, even though it's a similar lifestyle for all of us, it's different. It's different for every one of us, and we're experiencing it in a different way.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, thank you guys so much.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thanks for having
us. Thanks, podcasters.
Well, for all listeners, we hope that you have an FNA day.
Everybody knows it's true. Van life, YouTube channel, what they do. Everybody's got to get money. Everybody's about to get money. Make sure you subscribe to their YouTube channel, FNA Van Life. Holla at.